Hello there. Welcome to Following the Truth for February the 27th. It's a Tuesday, the second week of Lent. My name is Gary Zimak. Thank you so much for stopping by. I'm going to be here with you for the next 5 minutes. Today, we're going to be talking about the importance of setting a good example. We're going to look to the gospel from today's daily mass. And this is a good message for us, a good reminder of the fact that people are always watching us. We may not even realize people are watching us. And especially if somebody knows you're a Christian, they're going to be watching you. Maybe they don't believe. Maybe they're an unbeliever. Maybe they're thinking about possibly becoming Catholic, and they're looking at you because you're the Catholic person in the office, and you your actions are going to be observed and oftentimes compared against what they know to be the teachings of the church. You know, and it's pretty obvious when we are not living up to the what we say we profess with our faith. You know, and it happens a lot. I have been very guilty of doing this. There have been times in the not too distant past. I think I talked about it on the program where I kind of lost my cool with a family member, a problem that had been brewing for a while, and I just. You know, what I said was true. I made a valid point. I didn't do it in the right way, and I didn't do it with love. I didn't do it at the right time. And fortunately, we worked it out, but I could have caused a lot of damage. It's important. Jesus is counting on us to set a good example. Let's read this gospel. Maybe we'll chat a little bit about it after. Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 through 12. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master, but you have but one Master, the Christ. But the greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." You know, this is all about humility. There are some confusing terms in here. There are some confusing concepts. You know, a lot of times non-Catholic Christians will look at this particular passage and say, you Catholics call your priest Father. The scripture says you have one but Father in heaven. Call no one on earth your Father. Well, we have a biological father who, you know, nobody's going to have a hard time calling their biological father, Father. This is a reminder. You look at all these things, you put them together. This is all about humility. Don't try to be bigger than you are. That's what Jesus is saying. Know your place and also set a good example. People are watching you. Act like a follower of Christ. That's the message here. You know, we read about the scribes and the Pharisees. They were trying to do what they did. I mean, they were technically doing holy acts and living lives of holiness, but they were doing it for show. They were doing it for the wrong reason. So Jesus is making sure that we understand that being holy is not to call attention to ourselves so that people tell us how great we are. It's so that we are honoring God. We are setting an example so other people will see us, see our good works, and give glory to God. Jesus had talked about that earlier in Matthew's gospel. So that's what this is all about. It's knowing your place. Knowing your place. Don't do things for recognition, even good things. Do it for love of God. Understand your place. Set a good example. Because people are watching you, and oftentimes we teach with our actions more than we do with our words. Because when there's a conflict there between words and actions, people are going to say, "This guy's a hypocrite. I don't want to be a Christian if this is how Christians react or act." That's the message today. Set a good example for others. Talk to you next time.